Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Hello. Welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. The title of today's episode is Departure from the Christian Faith. Departure from the Christian faith is the departure from the faith which is in or concerning Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 3:13. Want to bring that to your attention. First Timothy 3:13 says this. And the only thing I want to point out in this statement is the last phrase, you could say, that is in verse 13. It says, the faith which is in Christ Jesus. So that is the faith that I've been talking about. That is the faith which God has called for its abolition, its abolishment. The faith which is in Christ Jesus, we know his history, or we know some of its history. It has descended from the Gentiles, one point, and it is part of a team, part of a English the Gentiles set out to do. Part of that scheme is to deceive people, to deceive others. Another part of it was to invade Africa, conquer Africa, subdue its inhabitants, enslave its inhabitants, dehumanize its inhabitants, pauperize its inhabitants, reduce the black people to merchandise which can be bought and sold, and other things as well. But just knowing a little, knowing that history behind the faith which is in Christ Jesus, we know that. And it has been determined that it is evil. It was done with evil intent, the faith that the Gentiles gave the black people while they were held in captivity and slavery. It is an evil which must be abolished. It should have been abolished along with slavery back during the days of old. So it is the faith that is in Christ Jesus is a carryover from the days of old, from the days of enslavement and captivity. It is an evil which must be done away with. Knowing the nature of the faith in Jesus, I just spoke about it. It is deceitful. It is an evil. And you act and do the right thing in finding out this knowledge. You do the right thing. What is the right thing? You do that which is good. You depart from that faith. So, the faith which is in Christ Jesus is made in Scripture. That statement came from 1 Timothy 3:13, departure from the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Departure from the faith which is in Christ Jesus is departure from evil. We must get this and we must understand it so that we can never go back to it again. It is an evil. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, many shall depart from the faith. 1 Timothy 4:1, many shall depart from the faith. Now, the rest of this statement describes the faith that the many shall depart from. Faith concerning Christ Jesus, of course, giving heed to deducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy. It goes on to say, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry. What comes to mind with that statement? Those are the papacy, the Pope, Catholic priests, and all. We know that they forbid to marry. They are forbidden to marry them and commanding to abstain from meat. The main point in that statement is departure from the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Okay, now, many shall depart from the faith. That is a prediction whose time for fulfillment has come. I have departed from the evil of Christianity. Have you? Having knowledge of the evil of Christianity, I have chosen to obey the Psalm 34:14. Commandment or instruction, which says, do good and depart from evil. It can also be rearranged. Well, that's the rearrangement. It is written, depart from evil and do good. The rearrangement is do good and depart from evil, because the departure from evil is that which is good. Okay, it is that which is good. It is that which is advised, commanded. Now I will answer the question posed last time that asked, what shall I do then with Jesus? This is a follow-up. The better question is, what shall I do with the unsound, immoral faith concerning Jesus? Now that we have an understanding of what is being talked about. We have an understanding of the issue at hand. What shall I do with the unsound, immoral faith concerning Jesus? The answer is simple. Depart from it. Depart from the evil. Okay? Now, I stated the last time we met together that I spoke on Romans 10. Romans 10, 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, confess to admit a fault, the fault being the Lord Jesus, the greater fault is the faith, the unsound, immoral faith, which is in Jesus. You confess it, I said last time. You declare it to be an evil. You declare your fault the fault of having believed in the unsound faith. And I said, you do the right thing, you do the good thing, you do good, and you depart from it. So now we have been instructed concerning the faith which has been practiced. And this is whether, you know, this is for all people, the departure from the faith. All are advised, admonished, instructed, commanded to depart from that faith. It is evil. The Gentiles knew it was evil when they did it. They did it. It was born of evil intent from the beginning. And as I said, and you can't, I can't say this too much right now because many people don't know it about faith in Jesus. What can I say? It was just done with malice. It was a malicious teaching. And it must be done away. Just simple as that. Simple as that. Now, there were a couple of scriptures I want to get to last time, which I did not do. If I can turn to them right quickly, I will speak on them. If not, we will move on. I think I'll go to Peter. Go to Peter. Now, let's read this right here. Now, 2 Peter 1, verses 3 through 7. According as his divine power hath given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, God has given to us, God has given to the people and is given to the people all things that pertain to life and godliness. And this has to do with the life of God, through the knowledge of him, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Let's skip over that, and let's go to this right here, verse 5. Besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. We have been instructed to, and many of us are doing this and have done this to depart from the faith. So we're not adding to the faith that is in Christ Jesus. This is a new beginning. This is a new beginning. Get knowledge. 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 Right quickly, we were instructed that in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 4, 5 through 7. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom. Now, wisdom comes from the Lord, okay? You don't go and get this wisdom on your own. You get it from the Lord God. The Lord God Israel, you get it from the true and living God. Okay? Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom and resolve that and get understanding. And that is what I've been seeking to do in these later episodes, that is, give an understanding of the faith that is in Christ Jesus, give an understanding of the Gentiles' faith, give an understanding of Christianity and its purpose, its overall purpose, which is to deceive. Okay. Which is to deceive. So get knowledge. Get knowledge. Okay. He that is without knowledge is blind. Verse 9, that's 2 Peter 1, 9. He's blind. Okay. See here? Okay. I said if I couldn't just turn to these. Okay, here we are. This also is a follow-up. 1 Peter 1, verses 5 and 9. Verse 5 speaks about salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. This is the last time. This is the present time right here. The statement, salvation ready to be revealed. That's what I am doing. I am revealing to you your salvation. In getting your salvation, you depart from that which is evil. You depart from the evil of the Christian teaching. You depart from the evil, that is, you depart from the faith that is concerning Jesus. And verse 9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Receiving, mentally accepting, the point that I am making and bringing forth, understanding what I'm saying, receiving, mentally accepting the end of your faith. What was your faith? Your faith was in many of your people's faith, even though you may say it was not your faith. You've been affected. So all black people have been affected by the teaching that is Christ Jesus. So all receiving the end of your faith. As far as you are concerned, the faith in Jesus is terminated. As far as I am concerned, it is terminated. And that's what you ought to do. Receive the end, the termination of your faith, because it has been terminated. It has been canceled by God. Okay? You don't have to wait on man to do something when the word of God has already said. Okay? When the word has said, that's it. And you act on the basis of God's word, the living God's word. God acts on the basis of the word of God that comes from the Bible. This is an important point, people. The Bible does not tell people to study the Bible. The Bible does not tell people to study the Bible themselves. It tells them to get wisdom from the Lord. Yes, when it said in Proverbs, get wisdom, get understanding, it goes on to say, if I can turn to it right quickly, if not, we'll move on. But it goes on to say, the Lord gives wisdom. If I can turn to it right quickly. Yes, Proverbs chapter 2. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Your knowledge and understanding of these things come from God. The Bible does not tell you to search the Scripture. It tells God to search the Scripture. It tells the one that is, that it calls God to search the Scriptures. It does not tell the people to do it. It tells God to search the Scriptures and make final judgments and to present those judgments to the people. And that's what I'm doing. Okay? So the plan is simple. Depart from evil. What shall I do then with Jesus? Depart from evil. Depart from the teaching. What shall I do with the faith, the unsound, immoral faith that is in Christ Jesus? Depart from it, and we move on. Okay. Yes, you receive the end of your faith. Have you received the end of your faith? The end of your faith, which was in Christ Jesus. I have. And remember, the scripture says, and it shall depart from the faith. That the time for the fulfillment of that scripture has come. It's here now. It's upon us now. Many prophesied to depart from the faith. Why? Because that faith is evil. Two things about the black people's faith. And the same thing can be said about Christianity, the Gentiles' teaching now, you know. But in speaking to black people, two things. From 1 Corinthians 15, two things. One, 1 Corinthians 15, 17, that faith is vain. Faith in Christ Jesus is a vain faith. What does vain mean? Unprofitable, worthless, useless. And in 1 Corinthians 15, 2, you have believed in vain. Isn't that something? To find out that you have believed in vain. To find out that many of your ancestors have believed in vain. To find out, to realize that many of the people you know right now today, many of your relatives, are believing in vain. That faith that they have is a vain thing. Not only is it a vain thing, it is an evil thing, which they must depart from. Who will go into it? Who will go and tell them? Who will go far? Who will tell them? Who will take the message and take it to the people and bring it to the people? Okay? This is very important. And I cannot just read over it one time and you hear no more about it. If that is the case, hardly any will turn from it. Hardly any will turn to the truth. Okay. Now, in your turning from the faith that is in Christ Jesus, your departure from the faith that is in Christ Jesus, you take hold of the truth. I'd rather have the truth than to have some unsound, immoral teaching or belief. I would rather have the truth. Don't fool me. Don't fool me. That's what the Gentiles did to the black people. They fooled them, gave them up. Jesus is going to come one day and rapture you up. He's going to, you know, swing low and take you away in the chariot or something. I know people will say, well, those things have different meanings and all like that. Okay, well and good. But the faith that was delivered to the black people is a false, fictitious, unsound, immoral, wicked, evil thing that must be done away with. Period. Okay. Yeah. I would rather have the truth. You know, they have a song that says, I'd rather have Jesus than anything else and all that. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses and land. No. That's because you were ill taught. That's because you were given a lie to believe. Now, in the beginning, the slaves were the black people, who the Gentiles called slaves. The black people were made to believe what the Gentile slaveholders and wardens told them. They were forced into believing the lie. Now, here in America, approaching 150 years on the other side, that of slavery, black people still believe the lie. I said before, black people act like they can't read. And they're not the only one. Okay? We're not the only ones who were given the lie. But I'm talking to black people now. Yeah, you act like you can't read. I'm not going to go into that. That's a different thing. But you act like you can't read. Just because the Gentiles told you this, you believe. You believe it. What did I say first? At the beginning, the slaves were made to believe, forced to believe, equipped. You know, you're going to believe this, you know. And probably had, you know, would say things to them and would have the slave, you know, repeat it after them and all like this, you know. Is it brainwashing? Evil, evil, evil. And now, you know, still in America, blacks been deceived worldwide. Wherever they are, blacks been deceived. You know, they've been overtaken with the lie, with the evil intent coming from the Gentiles concerning Jesus. But here now, this present time, it's been going on too long. As I said, it should have been the faith that is in Christ Jesus should have been stopped when slavery was stopped, when the buying and selling of black people was stopped. Yes. When the ship stopped sailing, it should have been stopped. Okay? But it wasn't, which shows the Gentiles are up to no good. They're still up to no good. It's just truth. They're still up to no good. They still front the false message. They still front the false message. Jesus died for your sins. They're up to no good. One passage I read this time spoke about hypocrisy, speaking lies and hypocrisy. And people, let me make this clear. It doesn't matter what church you go to. If it teaches a Christian faith, if it teaches Jesus, it's teaching evil. Don't care who your pastor is. Don't care how small or large the congregation is. Doesn't matter whether your preacher is just known by the few that attend his church or by millions worldwide. It doesn't matter. They are all speaking lies and hypocrisy. Isn't it something? The Bible puts down religion. It puts down the Christian faith. It puts down the faith that is in Christ Jesus. It puts it down and tells you simply to depart from it. When you hear of it, hear the truth of the matter coming from the Lord God, depart from it. No ifs, ands, buts about it. No, I got to think about this. No, what to think about? You're lied to. Simple as that. Now, what you going to do? Simple as that. Well, realization. Realization of what has happened, and then you act. You do the right thing. You do the good thing. You do the good thing. You do the proper thing. You do the appropriate thing. You do the most fitting thing. You depart from me. Okay? Okay. Now, let's go to take a look at the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. It has some
fine points there that I would like for us to consider. Let's see here. What does it say? Now, I want to say this right here, that it is time for us to do the right and good thing. It is time. We can't put this off for the next generation. We can't do that. This generation, the people here now, must act on the word of God. Or at the word of God, we must act now. It is time to do the right and good thing. It is time we get it right. It's time, people. It's time. And you don't have to be ashamed. You don't have to be ashamed. Those who are believing the lie and persisting with the lie, those are the ones who need to be ashamed. Because they still deceive. They don't know they're deceived. And some of them don't care whether they're deceived or not. I've talked to many people. Some that care less that they're deceived. Some have just told me, just simple like this, I love my Jesus. I love my Jesus. So deceived. So deceived. So deceived. You love your deception. You love the lie that Gentiles told. That's just all to. When you say you love your Jesus, you say this also. You love your Gentiles. You love the lies that they told. And continue to tell you. Yeah, they didn't just tell our forefathers. They continue with the lie. Continue with it. And that means they are determined. They are determined. Yeah, not to give in. They're determined not to stop it. We should be, those of us who have heart of faith, should be just as determined to speak against it whenever we can, to teach against it whenever we can, and we have nothing to apologize for. But we have everything to be thankful for. Be thankful to the Lord God Israel. Bringing these things forth when nobody else want to talk about it, nobody else will talk about it. These things are in the Bible. These things are in the Bible. From the prophet to the priest, everyone deals falsely. I'm talking about the leadership in religion. Just a straight out, a straightforward statement. Is your preacher a preacher? You have a pastor, whatever you want to call it, priest, it doesn't matter. Pastor, prophet, whatever. From the prophet to the priest, everyone deals falsely. Now, these things are big deals with me. They're big deals, each one of these things. Let's take a look. Hosea 4:1 says, there is no truth nor knowledge of God in the land. That scripture is outdated now. It's outdated. Because there is truth and knowledge of God that is going forth now throughout the land by means of the well. Yeah, there's much truth and knowledge of God going forth right now. Right now. So, the statement in Hosea 4:1 is outdated. Okay? It's outdated. Did you know that? Scripture can be outdated. That's outdated. I'll show you another statement that's outdated. Isaiah 40 says, behold, the Lord God will come. Isaiah 40, verse 10. Behold, the Lord God will come. That scripture has come to pass. So it's outdated. It's fulfilled. It's fulfilled and it's outdated because the Lord God is here right now talking to you. Talking to you. So,
Let's move on. Look here. Jeremiah 23:11 says, both prophet and priest are profane. Profane, unholy. You think your preacher is holy? The Bible has already said they are profane. But that's a condemnation against all preachers. Whether Catholics, bishops, pastors, it doesn't matter. All in the religious community, as far as the teachers, the preachers, and all like that, they are profane. Now, you look up the word profane. Okay? All right. Jeremiah 9:5, they will deceive everyone his neighbor. Let's go back to the days of slavery. Who was neighbor to who? The Gentiles had slaves, had black people they called slaves, okay? And they made into slaves. What evil. And many of us today try to act like it never happened. Oh, we are so lovey-dovey with each other. If you look at TV, you get a false picture of what's happening in reality. Because why? Because the Gentiles want the world to think that they treat black people so nice. So nice. Hypocrites. And this Gentiles everywhere. Hypocrites, okay. Not just the ones in America. UK, France, Germany, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter where they are. If they are in Africa, it doesn't matter where they are. They're still hypocrites. Okay. Speaking lies into pocket. Okay, but both prophet and priest are profane. That's a condemnation on the church leadership. Now, there's another statement that says about the church leadership, the whole head is thick. I think that's in Isaiah 1. If it's not in Isaiah 1, I'll try to mark. But I think it's in Isaiah 1. Yeah, Isaiah 1, verse 5. The whole head is sick. That's a condemnation on the religious world and its leaderships. Its leadership, the leadership of the religious world, community. The whole head is sick. Mentally unsound. These are big things. These are huge statements. Colossal. The whole head is sick. Every preacher, every Christian preacher, every Jesus preacher, pastor, minister, priest, pope, the whole head is sick. Do you believe the Bible? Do you believe the Bible? Many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to and I don't want to go back there. Don't let me go back there because I explained that earlier. Okay. Don't even let me go back there. Okay. Oh, I was about to speak about the neighbor in the days of old, the days of enslavement. Let's go back. Picture the Gentile house and its property, the estate, okay? It could be a plantation, the Gentile plantation. But whether small or large, the estate, they had slave quarters. They had a place, shattered place, whatever, for the ones they made into slaves to, live, like sleep at night when they went beating them in. All like that because they made the slaves feel day and night. They could come in any time and whip them, whatever. Take one and hang them, They did such evil. This is a big deal with me. Okay? Who was neighbor to the Gentile household? Who was the neighbor?
the neighborhoods were slave quarters, those in the slave quarters, those who shared the slave quarters. That was their neighbor. The slave's neighbor was their slaveholder. That was a neighbor. You know, the Bible asks the question, who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? For the Gentile, his slave or slaves was or were his neighbor, and vice versa. For the ones called slaves, their master, slaveholder, ward was their neighbor. Okay? So they will deceive everyone as neighbors. Gentiles deceive their neighbors, who are the slaves. All right? That's what this is talking about. Okay. 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 All right. Now, Jeremiah 5:27-26. I want to turn to that. Jeremiah 5:27-26. Okay. Here we go. Listen. For among my people are found wicked men. Hear the oracles as they speak about their own people, the Gentiles. Okay, they say, for among my people are found wicked men who will lie, deceive, okay, trick, enslave, dehumanize, pauperize, make into merchandise. People among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that set a snare. They set a trap. They catch men. What is that trap? That trap is religion, Christianity, whatever you want to call it. They catch men. Now, their legal system also is a trap. They catch men. You know, they catch black people. You know what I'm saying? But let's deal with this right here. As a cage is full of birds, listen to this, so are their houses full of deceit. Did you get that? You know, we read the statement that says, speaking lies is hypocrisy. You know, from the prophet to the priest, everyone deals false. You know, they deceive everyone as neighbor. They catch men. Their houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they are become great and waxen rich. Haven't the Gentiles become great and waxed rich? They are waxen fat. They shine. Yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. Don't they do that? Overpass the deeds of other Gentiles. Overpass. Act like they don't see. Just like right now. You think the Gentile governments don't know that in their religion they deceive people, they commit fraud, they commit an injustice. They know that. But just like the scripture says here, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They overpass their own wickedness. But what did Jeremiah 5:26 say? What did the oracle say first thing? He said, among my people are found wicked men. Now, they have already said, and I brought this before to you, the statement where the oracle said about he and his people. He said, I and my people are wicked. He confessed to God. He told me, he said, I and my people are wicked. Who are the oracle's people? The oracle's people are the Gentiles, alias white people. Already said it. It's in scripture. I and my people are wicked. And right here we have, among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that set a snare, they set a trap, they catch men. Now, are they out to catch themselves? No, they're not. They are out to catch other men, other people, non-Gentiles.
That's what they're actually really out for, out to catch. Okay. In fact, the Gentiles know that they know that Jesus is a fictitious character in the Bible. They know that. They know that. That's why they can deceive other people. They make other people think that and believe that Jesus is a real character. Like, other people need Gentiles to do their thinking for them. That's what I'm trying to say, people. Black people. Black people. You don't need the Gentiles to come and kill you. Hey, if you lie to you. If they haven't done it, they're not going to do it. Okay? If they had the chance to do it, they haven't done it. The chains were taken off here in America almost 150 years ago. They yet haven't come forth and say, hey, look here, the faith that we gave you people when y'all were slaves, you know, y'all haven't found out on your own, but we lied to you. There is no Jesus that is coming back. There is no Jesus that is coming back for us. We lied. But they haven't done that. They haven't done that. Which again shows that they're up to no good. And they still see you as an enemy who, in their view, is not worthy of the truth as they count themselves to be. Get that. They hold you still as an enemy. And with them, you are still unworthy of the truth. So they keep packing it on. Jesus is coming back. Look to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. He died for your sin. And that's totally against their whole system. Their system says a man will pay for his own sin, his own crime. You commit the crime, you get caught, you will pay for your own crime. That's what their system says. But they tell you. Somebody else died for your sin. And they don't tell you that a sin is a crime. I wasn't told that when I was going to church, that a sin is a crime. A sin is to break, commit a sin, you break a law. It's as simple as that. But let's move on. Let's move on. Yes, the oracle is talking, saying among his people are found wicked men. And he's already said, I am my people. He categorized them all as evil. In the Bible, the Gentiles are all characterized as evil. I didn't like the Bible. They put these things in the Bible. That means they want people to see these things, and they don't care if people talk about it. They could have outlawed the Bible. They could have outlawed it. They have made the Bible accessible to everybody, you know, in the Gentile nations. They have made the Bible acceptable, acceptable and available for all. Okay? So, what am I saying? Take full advantage of your rights. It's God who says to you, black people, you have a right to know the truth. The Gentiles have said this right here. If I can find it right quickly. Okay, here we go. Let me turn to this one. 1 Corinthians 14:38. 1 Corinthians 14:38. What does it say? It says that here's what the Gentiles think about you if you are not a Gentile. Here's what they think about you. If any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. That's what they think about you. Now, were slaves ignorant, or were they knowledgeable and up to date on things, events, and all like that? No, they weren't. They were ignorant. They were made ignorant, okay, by the Gentiles. When they took off the chains, when time came for them to emancipate the black people worldwide, yeah, this is what they said. This is their view. They said, if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Let him be ignorant. Don't change him. keep him ignorant. This is Bible, people. And these words have, you know, have applications. These statements have application. That's what they think of you. And you think they love you so much. You think they love you so much, and they say, if you are ignorant, if you're coming out of slavery and you're ignorant, you stay ignorant. You come out of slavery believing in a lie that Jesus is your Savior, your Lord. He died for your sins. He's coming back for you. You coming out of slavery. Let you stay ignorant. Don't tell you any better. And they laugh at you. Because they know you're ignorant of the matter. It's a sport with them. But what did the oracle say? He said, I and my people are wicked. Among my people are found wicked men. But that's what they say. That's their worldview of you. If any man is ignorant, let him be ignorant. Don't change him. Keep him ignorant. Keep him ignorant. Let him hold on to that inferior faith. Let him hold on to that inferior faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Yes, we gave it to him. Yeah. Let him hold on to it. Yeah. Let him be ignorant. Let him stay ignorant. God, on the other hand, wants you to know the truth. Who do you love? The ones who want you to stay ignorant, or the one who seriously wants you to know the truth? Who will you side with? The one who wants you to stay ignorant, or the one who wants you to know the truth about the matter? Who will you support? The one who wants you to stay ignorant, or the one who tells you the truth about the matter? And that truth is your salvation. It delivers you from the Gentile-imposed ignorance. Yes, it does. And deception. Gentile-imposed ignorance and deception. Who will you side with? Who will you support? Who will you love? Your enemy or the living God? The living God, the one the Bible calls the true and living God. Not the one your ill faith told you about. Something up in the sky somewhere. Just allow me to say this. They say that the God that is up there in the sky somewhere is all powerful, all knowing, all omnipresent and all like that. But yet, listen at the logic, or the illogic. But yet, he doesn't have the power, he doesn't have the strength to make himself known. How fallacious. That's a joke. That's a joke. That's a joke. The faith that they gave us is a joke. They laugh at you about it. Now that you've been freed, boss. You've had time enough to learn how to read. Because I know I said that the Bible does not tell you to study itself and all like that. I know I said that. Yeah, I still hold with that. But when you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that's easy to read. You read in Exodus and as well as in other places as well that whosoever break the law of the Sabbath, that shows it shall surely be put to death. You can read and understand when it says, do not do any work on the Sabbath day. And whosoever does, so shall be put to death. You can read that. You can understand that. You don't need God to explain that to you. That's just explanatory. And then you turn to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you see an individual working on the Sabbath day, doing just what the commandment said don't do. It doesn't take a genius to figure that out. A man's a lawbreaker.
But anyway, let's get back to the point. What is the point? The point is we've been lied to, and what are we going to do about it? That's the point. That's the point. Many shall depart from the faith. Are you right now one of those many? Are you one of the many that will depart, that has departed from the faith? As I said earlier, I have departed from the immoral, unsound, malicious faith given to us by the Gentiles during our captivity, our days of captivity and enslavement. I've departed from that faith. Have you? If you have not departed, what are you waiting on? And you've heard, what are you waiting on? You waiting on the Gentiles to tell you the truth? They say, if you're ignorant, let you stay ignorant. Shows how much they care for you and what they think about you. But then, you're not good enough for the truth. But then, you're still inferior. With them, you probably still just a slave. They just a slave without chains and shackles. The Bible talks about these things. That's what I'm talking about. The Bible talks about it. Go back and study Law Master's archives. Study the Lord's archive. Law Master's archive. Study. Listen. Listen to them. Listen to them. Learn the truth of faith. Learn the truth. Because it's for your life. And for the life of your loved ones. I hate the thought that many black kids will be born into a world of deceit. I hate that thought. Let's cut it off. It's time to cut it off. It's time to break off from the evil, to cut off the evil. It's time to depart from the evil. And this cannot be said too much, people, especially when there's the one somebody talking about it. How many people can I reach? We need help in this endeavor. I need help in this endeavor. God needs your help. The living, true God needs your help, not some fictitious ideological thing up in the sky. The Gentiles doesn't believe that God. If they did, they wouldn't have done all they did to the black people, all that they did to the black people. If they believed that there was a loving God up in the sky. It's time to get real. It's time to get real. Evil people speaking lies in the pocket. We can overcome. Truth is the thing by which we overcome the Gentiles' deception. Truth. 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 Truth is the victory. Truth gives us the victory over the Gentiles' deceptive maneuver. Shrink. I hate to be deceived. I hate it. I hate that all my people are deceived. I hate that. Will you join? Join. The Bible talks about evil people. The Bible condemns the church world. It condemns the leadership of the church world. The whole head, it says, is the Isaiah 1. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. They delight in lies. They delight in oppression. These statements are talking about the Gentiles because they're the ones who do the oppression. They're the ones who give people an evil faith. The Bible is not our enemy. Although the Bible comes from the Gentiles, it is not our enemy.
the Bible tells us what the enemy has done. And it says, an enemy has done this. That's what the Bible, it calls them, they call themselves the enemy in the Bible. Fear not, I say to you. Fear not. Take hold of truth. Don't let it go. Live it. Depart from the evil. Depart from the unsound, immoral Christian faith concerning Jesus. Depart from. I'll let that be my final word for this episode. Depart from evil. Depart from the evil of the Christian. Until the next time.